2019. We've been through a lot this last year at our church, haven't we? Here at Groveland Missionary Church, we've had a lot of activities that have gone on this last year, and several things we have can celebrate and some things we can improve upon. We've had our Parents' Night out here this last several months, and that program has grown and has a lot of kids coming to it, and we are pleased about that. But we've also had 5 movie nights that came, and there wasn't quite as much attendance as we were looking forward to, so that was okay. But we've had good times of fellowship and praise to God, but we've also seen not much growth in our attendance, and so that's kind of discouraging as well. But whether it's through good times or disappointments, I hope that we've all encountered God in a new and fresh way this year. And through it all, I hope you have witnessed God's steadfast love. And that steadfast love has been our theme this last year. It all started with the verse from Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. That's where we get the hymn, Great is Thy Faithfulness. That's the verse that we get our theme song, I guess, that we had this last year that I introduced to you here at the beginning of the year, that the steadfast love, the Lord never ceases. And so I hope you've all memorized it this last year. I hope you memorized that this is a good year that we had that saw the steadfast love. Because not only do we have this verse, but we've had the song, and it's been interwoven throughout our themes and our sermons this last year, that God is faithful to us, that his love is steadfastly poured out upon us in many ways. And I'm not sure if you remember this, but the first Sunday in January, I brought the calendar with me, and I said, hey, instead of taking your calendar and marking an X through every day that has passed to kind of mark off the time of year, instead put it on the day before, write faithful. And I'm not sure, have any did that this last year? Okay, not too many of us. That's okay. I thought that was I started it out the first couple months, and then I myself didn't do as much. But I noticed that in those first few months, that as I looked back on the previous day, before I wrote faithful on that day, I thought, well, sometimes were good days. And yes, God was faithful during times. But then there are times I thought, you know, I almost wish I could mark that day off with an X, because I did not have but you know what, as I wrote that word faithful, I thought, yes, even though I had a bad day, even though things were rough or not too good, I wrote down faithful because God was still faithful through it. And so again, if you want to do that this next year, that's something that I found was a tremendous thing. And even if halfway through you say, oh, wait a second, I haven't done that, better just look back on your days and think, God has been faithful. God has been so faithful to us this last year. And I know that, like I said, I did, but I found myself saying that many, many times this last year. And so let's look back on 2019 and see how God has been faithful to us. That first Sunday, we started a series on the book of Mark, on the Gospel of Mark, and how that was an action book, how Mark was just brought that the works of Jesus into so much action. We started the year looking at this action-packed book. He wrote with a short, succinct, vivid accounts of what Jesus did. It went from one account to another, saying immediately or at once or straight away Jesus did this. So it kind of kept us interested in how Jesus was working through the gospel. And he didn't do much teaching in the gospel of Mark. We don't have many parables in Mark like we do in Matthew and Luke and even John. But he focused on who Jesus was and what he did. And I even compared it to James Bond and how he was kind of action-packed sequence type of book. And yet during that book, we saw that several times that Jesus said, hey, don't tell people who I am. And we kind of wondered about that mystery throughout that series, about how God, Jesus just didn't want to be known that very well, and how he focused on all those things. And we talked about different series. Then we talked about the man possessed by a legion of demons, and we talked about how he wanted to go with Jesus across the river or across the lake with him, and Jesus said, no, you need to stay, and how we needed to be used right where God wanted us to be. And so we talked about that. We talked about how Jesus wants us to be childlike and not selfish, like the rich young ruler. Another sermon had Jesus' view of the end times. And we had sermons on the Lord's Supper and finally culminating with the resurrection on Easter.
That was a wonderful Easter sermon with Mark's resurrection of Jesus. And we found that the unusual way that Mark ended his gospel, with these women going and not telling anyone, it says at the end. They just went, and the mystery was at the end. Did Mark continue it? And we decided that Mark wanted us to be the continuation of his book, that we were the mystery, that we are the one invited into the story to be the ones that tell others about the resurrection of Jesus. Not just a story about how he died and not let the story be just in the gospel, but including others, telling others about the resurrection of Jesus. And I ended that series with this quote from David Garland. The incomplete ending, therefore, Christ still waiting for us symbolically in Galilee for his followers to come, and forces us to ask whether we will go and meet them as well. And how we talked about we needed to go and be those kind of people that would tell others about Jesus and all that he focused on there in the book of Mark. And we need to be part of that actions. And so that was our summary of our book of Mark. But then we went on to another series, the Heroes of the Old Testament. And this, I must confess, was one of my favorite series that I've done as I've been preaching. And again, keeping with the theme of God's faithfulness and his steadfast love to us, we looked at various characters in the Old Testament and how they became embodiment of how God was faithful to them and how he can be faithful to us. We looked at Joshua, and we looked at Nehemiah. And these people, these men, were very encouraging to us on how to keep moving along with God. But then we came to Gideon, who was like an underdog, who was fighting along these Midianites, this mighty, powerful Midianite army. And Gideon was an underdog. And could you ever forget this theme song as we did for Gideon?
This world, the headlines read of those whose hearts are filled with greed. Rob and steal from those who need to right this wrong with blinding speed. Goes underdog,
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 underdog.
Speed of lightning, roar of thunder, fighting all who rob or plunder. Underdog, underdog, underdog.
We saw that God can use us, even if we are underdogs like Gideon was. And I love that message of Gideon, that God wants and can use us as underdogs for his work. We studied about Esther and studied through her life and how she was a hero of the Old Testament. And that was very encouraging that week as well. But then week 5 came along, and something unusual happened in our services that week. We encountered a change to our service, how the Bible story of Caleb came to life, in real life. And we had Caleb himself standing before us, modern wristwatch included, and talked about his life in the first person. And many of you enjoyed seeing Caleb there with us that morning, and I enjoyed that time of hearing from his story. And most of us can account that story of Caleb's life and understand more about that hero as well. Then we ended the series with the famous hero of David, and talked about his life as well. And throughout those 6 weeks, we encountered God in a new way. For time and time again, how God was faithful to those in the past, and how it reminded us that God has not changed, God is still faithful, and he's faithful today, and we can use those heroes as our examples of old. And I hope that you, throughout that whole series on the heroes of the Old Testament, how we too can be heroes in our day. We can be heroes not only just the Old Testament, but heroes today as well, because we have been faithful with the same God that was faithful with them. Our next series that we talked about over the summer was Psalms We Love. Again, it was a wonderful series. How I asked some of you to tell me, what were some of your favorite psalms? And I got requests and do psalm this and do psalm that. And so I kind of took those requests and added a few of my own in there and some of Carrie's as well. And we did 15 psalms over the summer. 15 of the 150, so we only did like 10% of the book of Psalms, and we did like 1, 2, 8, 19, 23, 27, and all the rest up there you can see. We did all of them this last summer, not necessarily in that order. In fact, we started out with Psalm 23 and talked about how the Lord is our shepherd and how important that is with David. again, tying in with the Old Testament heroes, with the Psalms as well, and how this beloved psalm shows how much care God cares for us. David uses his experience as a shepherd to picture how God was a shepherd to him and to the rest of us, how he helps us and looks after his and cares for his sheep, how he leads them and provides for them and blesses them. All aspects of the sheep's life was addressed here, whether their lives were in the green pastures or in the dark, deep valleys of death. He was with us. We looked at how the universe has a 200 billion stars there when we talked about in Psalm chapter 8 and Psalm chapter 19. And again, we used a telescope kind of as an illustration as that as well. How God created all these stars in just a moment, in a blink of his eye, like it was nothing. And he's created the stars also. It was one of those things that helps us see how God is so great and so powerful, and yet he loves each of us. He knows each of us personally as much as down to the wherever our hairs our head is numbered. How he knows these stars and calls them each by name. We studied that as well in Psalms. How every detail is in his control. We talked, and of course the next week there I brought this cartoon here. It says, "Look at them stars, Dale. What do you think this all means?" It means someone stole our tent. So it means that God is so powerful that as we look at those around us, that he can be with us. We talked about Psalm chapter 51 and that confession of the Psalms in chapter 51, how we can be whiter than snow. And that was kind of unusual as we talked about that in midsummer, and how we don't even have snow now. It's kind of warm out there. We looked at the old 100th Psalm and saw how we are to enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. For the Lord is good and his loving kindness endures forever. And again, how important it was for us to praise God and give him our thanks because he's been good to us down through the ages. He has guided us and blessed us beyond measure. And then one of our sermons was on Psalm 117, which says, "Praise the Lord, all ye nations. Applaud him, all ye foreigners. For his loyal love towers over us, and the Lord's faithfulness endures. Praise the Lord." That's the entire psalm right there, two verses. And so we talked about the shortest psalm. And if you remember that psalm, how it towers over us, his loyal love, we talked about what? The waves at Nazaré in Spain, and how those 80 to 100-foot waves just tower over that little surfer that you can see right in the middle of the screen there. How that towering imagery of God's love over us was so powerful. And we even heard a story of one surfer who wiped out. Remember that story? Well, here it is again. Listen to it.
November the 8th was the first but really good swell we had of the season. It was like that perfect size where it's not too big, where it's breaking up the back. It was like breaking right heavy on the beach. I was like super, super excited. Like leading up to the accident, Garrett towed me into like a slightly smaller one and slightly more inside. And they tend to be the ones that really open up, like really wide. As I came, it was coming into the bowl, I was like, it's all or nothing. So I surfed it probably too much like a slab, and I faded, and I, like, as soon as I came off the bottom, I hit like a little lump and I had to like a bunny hop. And as soon as that bunny hop, like I landed that bunny hop, I was like, this thing isn't even gonna barrel. I pressed that eject button thinking, oh, this isn't good. And this was weird because I didn't really get any impact. And then I just had this weightless feeling for what seemed like way too long. And then it was just bang, like through my bum, through my back, almost like rattled me. It was like the biggest impact I've had from surfing or from anything. Like it was just insane. And like the second that happened, I knew like, okay, like this isn't good.
Again, I love that line. The second that happened, I knew this wasn't good. Seeing his body thrown around like a rag doll was just disturbing sometimes. But we talked about this story, how it was so powerful. The waves of love can encourage us and strengthen us and push us along if we ride it. But if we go against God's powerful love toward us, then we wipe out. And how that's not a good thing. that some people fight against God and not following his leads. And if he's not a part of your life, that towering wave that encourages many can just wipe us all out. And so, again, that was a good Sunday with that towering wave over top of us and all that. And as I got through thinking about the other sermons there in the book of Psalms there, the Psalms we love, I briefly touched on Psalm 139 on one Sunday, but that was a Sunday that we did something else in our church service.
There you go.
We did some acorn breaking, and got another one here of Sam, and I just love this one of Sam. I put it in slow motion because I just love his grin and whatnot here. We had a wonderful time at breaking banks. I still get a trouble with that tongue twister there. But we talked about how God was faithful through the 116 years of the jug-breaking process and how it started right here at this church, that God has been faithful to the Groveland Missionary Church and that his faithfulness continues forever. And then, of course, we have the final psalm. Final psalm was 150, and this psalm was all about praising God. And as I pointed out in the Hebrew, praise the Lord is simply hallelujah. That's what hallelujah means in Hebrew, is praise the Lord. And if you remember, we had that song about different cartoons characters. If they would be saved, how they would praise the Lord with their kind of hallelujahs. And here's that song again.
Got saved, they start singing praise in a whole new way. Yeah, yeah.
Here's what I mean, listen to close.
Fred and Wilma Flintstone sing Yabba Dabba Luya. Scooby Doo and Shaggy, Scooby Dooby Luya. And the Jetsons' dog named Astro. Cause I was thinking the other day, what if cartoons got saved? They start singing praise in a whole new way. Yeah, yeah. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Cowabunga, Looney dude. And there's
Kermit the Frog here singing Hi, hallelujah.
And that little bald guy, Elmer Fudd, hallelujah. Cause I was singing the other day, what if cartoons got saved? They start singing praise in a whole new way. Oh, that big old moose and his friend Rocky. And our favorite bear named Yogi.
Hey, boo, 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 hallelujah.
And then there's all those little blue guys, and they sing ha la 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 la. How about Beavis and that other guy? This is Looney Tunes. I'm not an animaniac, but there's a lot of praising to do, and cartoons weren't made for that. It's our job. Yeah, yeah. So let's sing hallelujah. All the guys sing with me. Here we go. Hallelujah. Ladies echo.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Go.
Hallelujah.
Dabba dabba doo-ya.
Thank you.
And we saw how that song says in the middle there. In fact, they typed it up wrong on the screen there again. But it says cartoons weren't made to praise the Lord. They weren't made for that. It's our job. It's our job to praise the Lord. And so if you remember that Sunday, I gave you all these little noisemakers, didn't you? And we praised the Lord by making noise and just praising God and just allowing him to feel the praises of our worship that morning. And so, again, that was one of those wonderful things that I think throughout that series, we were able to praise God in all kinds of different ways with hymns, songs, and spiritual songs. And that reminded us that our biblical songbook is something that we need to share with others. And we need to praise God because he loves us. He's worthy of our praises because he's a good and loving and giving God. And so, again, that series on the book of Psalms was just a tremendous impact upon our life in this church as well. But then we got into November, and I did a little series, a stewardship series, called What Do We Have for God? And as stewards, we're entrusted, we learned those 4 weeks, with certain things that God expects us not just to use, but to use for his glory and his honor. And we looked at four of them, that four-week series, our time, our talents, our treasures, and our thanks. And each of these are things that God wants us to be good stewards of, because he's given these things to us. And he just says, hey, here's talents, here's time, here's my treasures, here's my thanks that I just want you to give back to me and multiply, so that way that we can praise and glorify God in heaven, that our salvation is based on faith, but the faith through works, as James says, that we need to show others our good deeds so that the way they can praise and glorify God in heaven. And I hope that in all these things that we use for God can be blessed by him, that others will come to know Jesus through what we've experienced, what he's given to us. And then, of course, last month, during Advent season, we focused on the theme, The Light of Bethlehem Shines On. We saw how the light of Jesus that began in Bethlehem with his birth, and we showed how that started there, but it expands on to us even today. It still shines on, and we saw that it shines on in five different ways during our Advent time, that the light of hope shines in the darkness of despair, that the light of life shines in the darkness of suffering, that the light of salvation in the darkness of oppression, the light of joy in the darkness of fear, and then on Christmas Eve, we touched on briefly that light of peace in the darkness of anxieties, and how that all impacts our lives. And I just got a Christmas card this last season here, and it just tied us all together. So I just wanted to read it to you here. It says, because of Jesus, we have the peace that passes understanding. We have joy that cannot be taken away. We have love that is everlasting. We have nothing to fear and everything to hope for today, tomorrow, and always. And just tied it all together. It was wonderful. And I thought that was a perfect summary for this message season that I brought during the Christmas time. And I hope that we've all experienced that light that we had with the candles up front here, and it's still shining today. Yeah, it's still on. And that light just should be in our lives as well. And we should shine it to all those around us. But I'm going to speak to that in a moment, because that's going to be what next year is going to be all about. But we had other speakers this last year. Many other missionaries and speakers shared with us. Pastor Marvin shared a couple sermons with us before the regional conference that we hosted here, and before after the district conference, the SHIFT conference. I went to district, and he substituted in after that, so I didn't have to worry about a sermon that time. So thank you, Pastor Marvin, for those series. And we had Pastor Joe Wire come in, and he spoke for a service when I was on vacation, and I want to thank you all that helped out during that day, because I know I wasn't here and Pastor Marvin wasn't here. We were up celebrating Noel's graduation, and so thank those who filled in the lead singing and all the rest. So I appreciate that. And we had also a large number of missionaries this year. We had 5 missionaries speak with us, and it was this summer, and it was very crazy, because normally I wouldn't schedule that many at one summer, but they just all came all at once. And they just wanted to speak. We talked about Lisa Kay, and many of you remember that petite cloth that she had with all the wax and all the things that they did, and how she described that. She's working with the Bridge people there in Indonesia. We had the Hawkins family, Josh and Sarah. They didn't bring their kids with them, but they came and spoke to us about their ministry in Bulgaria and how they use football. And Josh was a football player that unfortunately got his knee injured toward the end when he went back there, and he's doing much better, but so he'll be able to to jump back in here in the next year and help the football team over there. They're celebrating Easter and Christmas, and their letters are out on the bulletin board out there if you want to read any more of them. We had Shallon Belmore come and speak with us from her missionary work in Zambia. I knew it was a Z word, but in Zambia, and she came and spoke, and all the different tasks she had to do. Remember that list? It just seemed like I didn't know what time she had to sleep. But she shared with us there about the Esther School in Zambia. And then we had the Dugans come. Rick Dugan came with one of his older sons, not the one that's pictured here, but he came with his older son and talked about his work in Lofdia and how they are ministering with the people there, making disciples. And then finally we had Larry Yarger come, and he came and spoke with us about that gardening and the farm theme that he had with his techniques that he's showing people there in Thailand and working with his wife there who started this, it wasn't an orphanage, but it used to be an orphanage, but they're talking about using it for those that with AIDS there, with the AIDS virus there in Thailand. And so we had these wonderful missionaries. And even though they did not coordinate their messages with me, I found little nuggets here and there in each of their messages that talked about how God is faithful. Again, that theme of faithfulness and God's love has just been steadfast throughout this last year. And like I said, even though they didn't coordinate with them, they had that message of God's steadfast love, not just for the people here at Groveland Missionary, but for those even around the world. But now we're getting to the year 2020. Believe it or not. This next week, we're going to be turning the calendar over to 2020 and how God is faithful. And God is going to be faithful this year at Groveland Missionary Church in our 122nd year here at Groveland Missionary, and how God has blessed us in the past. And he's going to continue us. And so as I was thinking about what I'm going to preach upon in this next new year, I had several ideas and I put several on paper already. Well, we just finished this series on the light of Jesus that continues to shine for Bethlehem. And I kind of like that imagery of light because our mission statement, our purpose statement here is to shining the light of Jesus to those around us. That's what we do here at Groveland Missionary. And I want that to be part of our lives here at Groveland as well this next year. And so I'm going to have a theme first this year from Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. It says, "Let your light shine before men that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven." That's going to be our theme verse for this next year, because we need to let the things that God has done in our lives shine out to those around us. And so we're going to first talk about how Jesus was a light here on earth, and we're going to talk about in John's gospel how he's the great I am, and the I am statements we see in John, how I am the light, or I am the bread of life, or I am the way, the truth, and the life. And we're going to talk about those seven different I am statements in John for the first 7 weeks of our new year. And then after that, as we lead up to Easter and the Lent season, I'm going to focus on the seven last words of Jesus spoken on the cross. The things like, "I thirst," or "It is finished," or "Father, into thy hands I commit thy spirit." And we're going to end it on Easter Sunday with the great message, "It is finished." And how that Easter Sunday we're going to talk about how God's work on the cross finished it all. And that's going to be a wonderful Easter service, I think, this next year that you can look forward to. And from there, I really haven't got anything too much down in my thoughts. I'm still praying and still getting guidance from the Holy Spirit. But I've been thinking about doing Isaiah a little bit. I know Isaiah talks about the light many times and how Israel was supposed to be the light to the nations around them. The children of Israel were to be sharing what God has done in their lives to the world, and how we can do that as well. And I was thinking also we might do something maybe on the minor prophets. I know that's something that we don't normally preach upon in many times, the minor prophets in the Old Testament. So that might be something I might pick up. I don't know. But then I was also looking in the New Testament at 1 and 2 Peter and how that message of the light is even in there, and how we are to be Christians living in this land of darkness, in this world of darkness, and how Peter tells us instructions on how we can do that in our lives. And there are other portions of scriptures that, again, are rattling around in my head, and I'm going to, again, be in prayer for those and listening to the Spirit and directing what God wants me to share to you. But this year in 2020 will be a year that I will challenge you to be those kind of lights to shine out to the world around us. But as we close this service, I want you to remind us one more time how God was faithful to us and how steadfast he is. So we're going to sing that hymn. That is kind of our theme hymn, the steadfast love. We can put up on the screen there, and how that steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. So let's stand as we sing this.